AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Clashing with reporters tonight in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, GOP presidential frontrunner Ben Carson stood behind a story in his autobiography about what he, as a member of his high school ROTC unit in Detroit, believed was a full scholarship offer from the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, an offer from Army officials Carson says he didn't accept.
They were saying you would be a tremendous addition to the military, and we can get you into West Point with a full scholarship. And I simply said, I want to be a doctor. I really appreciate it. I'm very flattered. And I moved on.
Today, Carson's campaign says he was not offered a full scholarship to West Point. Appearing on ABC's The View, GOP presidential candidate Carly Fiorina said she had thick skin, but doesn't appreciate co-host Whoopi Goldberg, who got under her skin.
How will you get a thicker skin to accept some of the humorous things that will be said about you?
Mm-hmm. Well, hey, if you meant your comment about my face being demented in a Halloween mask as humorous, so be it. I guess you misinterpreted Donald Trump's comments about my face and thought those weren't humorous.
No.
A controversial pipeline will not be built.
The president says Keystone's economic benefits would be tiny, but the harm done to U.S.-led efforts to reach a global climate deal would be serious.
And that's the biggest risk we face. Not acting.
His words delighted Anthony Swift at the Natural Resources Defense Council.
This is a major show of climate leadership by President Obama.
But American Petroleum Institute President Jack Girard called the decision a job killer.
It was solely based on politics and not sound science.
Meantime, TransCanada is mulling its legal options, while congressional Republicans vow the Keystone story is far from over.
This is AP Radio News.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
It may be looking a lot like Christmas in New York City, what with a big tree arriving today in Rockefeller Center, but it certainly didn't feel like Christmas. It felt more like summer. People applauded as the 78-foot-tall, 10-foot-ton Norway spruce was hoisted into position by a crane. Albert Asendorf, who lives in Gardner, New York, donated the tree because, well, he says he just wanted to get rid of it.
It's getting too big. We didn't want it to fall on the house. So by then, it's taking up most of the front yard. The sun wasn't coming in on the house anymore. And we were going to knock it down ourselves at first last year. But then I said, my mother was saying, maybe somebody wants the tree.
The big tree will be lighted in a ceremony at Rockefeller Center on December 2nd. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.